All right, so today we're diving deep into a topic I think is pretty fascinating. Animals in art. We've got this excerpt here from Animals in Art, and I'm really excited to get into this
Yeah, me too.
because you think of animals in art, you think of like cute cat paintings or whatever,
Right.
but there's so much more to it.
So much more to it.
There's a lot of history, a lot of symbolism. And even, the idea of animals creating art, which
Oh, yeah.
we'll get to that later.
That's a good one.
But let's start, I guess, with the most obvious thing,
Okay.
the meaning
Yeah.
behind animals and art. Like, what do
Right.
they represent?
Yeah.
It's not just a pretty picture.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, they carry so much weight, symbolic meaning, and it's so interesting to unpack that.
I mean, take like a really, really obvious one,
Okay.
ancient Egypt, the jackal-headed Anubis.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not just some, random figure. He's, representative of their whole belief system surrounding death and the afterlife.
Absolutely.
He's guiding souls to the underworld. And, you get a sense of their values just from that one figure.
That's right. And it's fascinating how, they chose a jackal, this kind of scavenger animal
Yeah.
to represent that and what that says about their culture and, their views.
It's interesting to think about what led them to that.
Yeah.
And I mean, even seemingly simple symbols, like we always see the lion as being, strength and royalty. And
Right.
but even
So
that,
not that straightforward, is it?
no, like if you see a lion in a Renaissance portrait, that might be more about a ruler's political power, as opposed to just like raw strength.
Right, exactly. It's all about context, isn't it?
So how do we avoid
Yeah.
like misinterpreting these symbols because we're looking at them from our modern lens?
That is a great question, and it really comes down to research and trying to understand the historical and cultural context of the piece. Like, what were the prevailing beliefs and values at the time?
Right.
What role did animals play in their society? All of these factors feed into understanding what the artist was really trying to say.
So it's like a detective game almost.
It is. It is.
You got to piece together the clues to
Absolutely.
figure out, what's the message here.
Yeah, and it's also fascinating how, like, the same animal can hold completely different meanings depending on where you are in the world.
Oh, totally.
Like the owl, for example, often seen as wise in Western cultures.
Yeah.
But in other parts of the world, it could represent bad luck or even death.
Wow. So you really do have to be careful about, bringing your own,
Your own baggage.
your own
Yeah,
baggage into it.
absolutely.
But moving on a little bit, I mean, it's not just about symbolism, is it?
No.
There's a whole history of how animals have been depicted in art,
Visually.
visually.
Yeah. I mean, think about the cave paintings at Lascaux in France.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's incredible stuff. I mean, those weren't just doodles. They were likely part of rituals or storytelling traditions.
Yeah.
And the seal
Hey,
involved
Josh.
with pigments made from natural materials and, techniques like shading and perspective
Yeah, it's mind-blowing.
to create these incredibly lifelike animal figures. It's
Yeah.
pretty special.
Especially with such limited tools,
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
It's just incredible.
And so, I mean, from those early expressions, we see it evolving over time.
Yeah.
We go from, stylized animal forms in ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs to like, the remarkably realistic animal portraits of the Renaissance.
Yes.
It's like a visual journey through time.
It is.
Seeing how these different artists were capturing the essence of the animal world.
And the different, media as well. It's not just painting and
Oh,
sculpture.
right.
You've got animal motifs appearing in furniture, ceramics, textiles, adding aesthetic beauty and also symbolic meaning to these everyday objects.
Right. It's like art is all around us,
It is.
even in the stuff that we don't even think about.
Yeah.
But okay, now here's where it gets really interesting. Our source mentions animal-made art.
Okay.
Is this some kind of joke?
Not at all, no.
What is this?
This is the real deal.
Yeah.
This is, there are documented cases of animals like primates and elephants creating art.
Really?
Yeah, some have even been taught to paint.
Wow.
And their works have been exhibited in galleries.
I mean, I guess I can see like a chimpanzee like smearing paint on a canvas. But is that really art?
Well, that's the debate, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, some argue it blurs the line between instinct and intentionality. And, you know, it really challenges our definition of art
Yeah.
and, you know, raises questions about the nature of creativity and consciousness in the animal world.
Yeah, are we underestimating them?
Well, possibly. Yeah, possibly.
I mean, I've seen my dog do some pretty impressive stuff. But I mean,
Right.
stepping back from, you know, the animal-made art for a second.
Okay.
When we're looking at, you know, the art that humans have created, do you see any kind of common threads in how animals are depicted across different styles and time periods?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, one recurring theme is power and majesty. You know, animals like lions, eagles, horses, they're often used to evoke a sense of awe and grandeur.
Yeah.
You know, they transcend cultural boundaries. They command respect and admiration.
Yeah.
We see that throughout history.
And then you've got that other side of it, too.
Yeah.
Like domesticity and companionship. You know, those paintings of like dogs and cats, you know, nestled in a cozy home.
Absolutely.
Just that sense of, you know,
comfort.
Yeah. Loyalty, comfort, joy. Just that, you know.
Warmthful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, we can't forget the depictions of animals in the wild.
Of course not.
You know, just a reminder of the beauty and diversity of the natural world.
Yeah, absolutely. And often, you know, these images serve as a call to appreciate and protect the environment. You know, acknowledge our interconnectedness with all living things.
So why should we care about all this?
That's a good question.
What's the takeaway, you know, for us as viewers?
Well, I think by understanding the history and the symbolism of animals in art, we gain a much deeper appreciation for the artwork itself and the cultures that created it.
Yeah.
You know, it allows us to connect with the past, explore different perspectives,
yeah,
and really reflect on our own relationship with the animal world.
It's about seeing beyond the surface.
Yes.
You know, realizing that art can tell stories, convey emotions, challenge our understanding of the world.
Exactly. And it can even prompt some personal reflection about, you know, what animal best represents you and why.
Oh, that's a good question.
It is a good question.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
And for our listeners out there,
yeah,
we encourage you to think about that too.
Yeah,
explore the animal kingdom through the lens of art. Discover those hidden meanings.
Yes.
And profound connections.
Absolutely.
That awaits.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
It is.
It is.
All right, well, thanks for joining me on this deep dive.
My pleasure.
Into the world of animals and art.
Fascinating stuff.
And we'll see you next time.
See you later.